Good morning and welcome to the Ask in Faith Prayer Conference Call. My name is Laura and I bring you greetings from the Love Ministries, whose visionary and founder is the Reverend Dr. Tell Me Something Good, D. Hill. The Love Ministries theme for 2026 is Obey. Obey is our acronym for O, Obedience, B, Believe, E, Execute, and Y, Yield. We are in week 4 of Believe God, and this week's focus is believing God's timing. The scripture for this morning comes from Habakkuk 2:3. The vision is for a future time. It describes the end and will be fulfilled. If it seems slow in coming, wait patiently, for it will surely take place. It will not be delayed. Habakkuk 2:3 carries a deeper invitation than wait. It calls us to live faithfully in the waiting. The vision represents God's revealed purpose, and it is described as something that speaks, meaning it is alive, active, and moving towards fulfillment, even when we can't see progress. The phrase, if it seems slow in coming, wait patiently, doesn't imply inactivity, but rather steady trust and obedience while God works behind the scenes. What feels like delay is often the divine alignment, God preparing circumstances, people, and even our own hearts so that when the promise arrives, it comes at the right time and in the right way. Ultimately, this scripture strengthens endurance. It teaches that faith isn't proven in the moment of fulfillment, but in the season of waiting. Even when the timeline stretches longer than we expected, we can stand firm, knowing that God's vision is not canceled. It is simply on its appointed path. So, believe God's timing. Let us go to the throne of God in prayer. We lift up our eyes unto the hills from which comes our help. Our help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Heavenly Father, we come before you with open hearts. Please quiet our thoughts and steady our spirit and help us to be fully present with you. You are here amongst us and you are listening. Lord God, you are holy, you're righteous, and you're full of mercy. Your word declares, holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory. You are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. There is no one like you. Lord God, we praise you for your power. You spoke and creation came to life. We praise you for your wisdom, because nothing catches you by surprise. We praise you for your faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. You have never failed us, not once. You are a good father. You are a strong refuge and a constant friend. Even when we don't understand, you remain worthy of all honor and glory. We lift your name high on today, not because of what you do, but because of who you are. Father, we thank you. Your word says, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. So, Father God, we thank you for life. We thank you for breath. We thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for your grace that covers us, even when we fall short. Father God, we thank you for your patience, your kindness, and your forgiveness. Thank you for the ways you provide for us, seen and unseen, for the doors that you open, for dangers that you block, and for prayers you have answered, and even for those prayers that you are still working on. Your word says that you will meet all our needs according to the riches of your glory in Christ Jesus. So we thank you for your presence in our lives. We thank you for never leaving us, never forsaking us. We are grateful, Lord God, truly, truly grateful. Lord God, we're lifting up our prayer request to you at this time. Reverend D and Chaplain Sheila request prayers for Corey Minor and his grandson. I think his name is Three. And Siobhan is also asking for prayers for her friend Crystal's mother, Joanne Garner. And Chaplain Sheila requests prayers for Samuel James as they're all hospitalized at this time. So, Heavenly Father, we come before you on behalf of those who are sick. We're asking for your healing touch and restoring power. You are the great physician. You are Jehovah Rapha, and nothing is beyond your reach. Bring strength to their bodies, peace to their minds, and comfort, Lord God, to their spirit. Father God, your word says in Jeremiah 3:17, "For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds," said the Lord. So we stand on this promise, trusting that you are working even now. Lord, surround them with your presence and renew their hope. In Jesus' name, amen. Lord God, Rev D asked that we pray for her sister, Pauline, who's a little anxious about retiring as she submits her retirement papers. Praying that she doesn't have anxiety or worry, but joy and peace as she starts her new chapter. So, Heavenly Father, we thank you for those entering a new season through retirement. We honor the years of hard work, of dedication, and faithfulness that has brought them to this moment. As Pauline steps into this new chapter, fill her heart with peace, purpose, and joy. Your word reminds us in Proverbs 16:3, commit your works to the Lord and your thoughts will be established. So, Lord God, guide Pauline's plans right now, just as you have guided them in the past. Lord, we ask that you bless her with good health, just meaningful opportunities after retirement, and just a deeper time with you, Lord God. Let this season be fruitful, restful, and full of new purpose. Father God, just calm any anxiety that she may have, and just give her the courage to just keep stepping forward, towards her retirement. Give her faith to trust you, even when the path doesn't seem to be clear. Father God, Rev D is also asking for prayer for all college students who are finishing their semester. So, Heavenly Father, we lift up college students as they finish their semesters. Give them clarity of mind, steady focus, and the strength to finish well, Father God. Calm every anxious thought and replace it with your peace. Help them recall what they studied and approach each exam and assignment with confidence and wisdom, Lord God. Your word says in Isaiah 40:29 that you give power to the faint, and to him who have no might, you increase their strength. So let this promise, Lord God, carry them through these final days. Lord, guide their steps, reward their diligence, and remind them that their work is found in you, not in their grades, Father God. We pray this in Jesus' name. Lord God, we're also going to lift up those who are just waiting, those who are waiting for answers, waiting for healing, waiting for direction, waiting for breakthrough. Father God, help them trust your timing. To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. Father God, you know for us waiting can be hard, but we know that it stretches our faith and tests our patience. But you, Lord God, are not silent, and you, Lord God, are not absent. So we ask that you just strengthen them in the waiting. Help them to trust your timing. Not too early, not too late, but always on time. Guard their hearts from discouragement and keep their hope alive. Let them know that you are working even behind the scenes, that delays are not denial. Renew their strength as they wait on you, Lord God. And Father God, even though there are no bereavements on our prayer list, we're still going to lift up those who are bereaved. Father God, because there's someone out there who is grieving. If it's not a loss of a loved one, it could be loss of a job, loss of a marriage, loss of a friendship, Lord God. So, Lord, we lift up those who are grieving today. Your word says the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and save those who are crushed in spirit. Be near to them now. Lord God, you see their pain, their quiet tears, the heavy hearts, the empty spaces that are left behind. Be near to them, Father God. Wrap them in your comfort. Let your peace settle where sorrow feels overwhelming. Remind them that you are close to the brokenhearted. Strengthen them for each moment, each memory, each day ahead. Strengthen them day by day and remind them that even in loss, you remain their refuge. Thank you, Lord God. Send people into their lives who will love them well. Give them rest when grief is exhausting. Give them hope when the future feels uncertain. And Lord, let them feel your presence in a real and personal way. Lord God, I lift up Beloved Ministries to you and our Reverend Dr. Deja Hill. Lord God, continue to strengthen her. Continue to give her the vision that you have for her, Lord God. Give her the strength to keep moving forward even when the path seems to be unclear, Lord God. Father God, send workers to her. Send servant disciples to her, Lord God, that can help her as she carries along your vision, Lord God. Father God, as servant disciples may leave and move on to other things, bring her a double fold of disciples who will fill their place, Lord God. Let there be so many people helping her, willing to help her, serving with her, Lord God, that there is not enough assignment to give them, Lord God. Father God, we just pray and we lift up Reverend Dr. D. Hill. Lord God, we pray for the Beloved Ministries. We pray for the core members. We pray for the legacy members, Lord God. We pray for our partners and we pray for the guests, Lord God. And we pray for the Beloved Nation, Lord God. Everyone has a hand in pushing this ministry forward, Lord God. So we thank you, Father God, for everyone who shows Rev D love in this ministry. And we pray that you continue to empower her, continue to power her, continue in your vision for her, Lord God, and send the help to her, Lord God. So, Father God, we place everything in your hands. We trust you. We believe you are good. We know you are working all things together for good. Have your way in our lives. Be glorified in all we do. In the matchless name of Christ Jesus, we pray. Amen. So thank you for joining us today at Ask in Faith Prayer Line. Please join us every Monday morning at 6:30 a.m. as we ask, seek, and knock. Go believing that God has heard us and he will answer. We continue again on for our theme, Obey, this year, and we are believing God. So please visit Beloved website at belovedministriesny.com for all our events. You can send your prayer request to our email address, askinfaithprayers@gmail.com. And our playback number for this call is 520-636-4582, and the passcode is 8277806#. And you can always get to the playback also by going to our website. I am going to unmute this line so that we can greet one another.